good?
Hello, thanks for calling customer support. My name is Ashley. How can I help today?
Hi, Ashley. My name is Michelle, and there's two charges on my Discover card, and I do not know what they are for.
Okay, I'd be happy to search for you in our system, see what I can find out. What's your last name and your zip code?
The last name is a hyphenated last name. It's LA space, capital V as in Victor, ANDA hyphen ELCHLER. And Michelle has one L.
Okay. Well, I believe I found some information matching that name. Just to confirm, can I ask for your street address real quick? Like for shipping?
9312 West Loomis Road, Unit 2, 53, well, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132.
Yes, ma'am. Appreciate that. It's bringing up two amounts, and this is going back to.
April 9th and April
Yes.
17th.
That's what I see here. It looks like on April 9th, there was $7.95 paid, which did get you an enrollment into the sweepstakes for a tablet. And that led into a membership, which is the $56.95. That membership is to the Online Direct Savings Club. For this, you're emailed a gift card in the value of $125 for use in
Can
the
you
online. What were you going to say?
I said, could you please cancel it?
Of course, we can do so. Let me get that put through, and I'll provide a confirmation number on this as well.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. All right. That cancellation has been put through. Your confirmation number will be C as in Charlie, 259-824-524.
Eight two four. What came after the four, please?
524.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
So these amounts will be credited back to my Discover card.
I've submitted a cancellation which prevents future billings on the membership fee. As a one-time courtesy, we would be able to submit a 35% refund on the $56.95.
But I got signed up for this erroneously.
And I'm sorry, in what way? You don't recall authorizing the $7.95? It would have been after completing an online customer support survey, and you would have been presented with the sweepstakes offer on the tablet.
No, I don't recall. Hey, sorry, I took you off a speaker. No, I do not.
And do you think it's possible anybody else in your household could have completed the sweepstakes on the tablet?
No.
And you're claiming this order is fraudulent on your bank account?
Yes.
Okay. All right, I appreciate your patience, Ms. Michelle. Allow me just a moment to get everything fully notated on this account as to the reason of your call. And then I'm going to see who's available in our fraud department that would be able to take your call and assist you with the account and charges.
Okay.
Okay, we got it done. We'll go for another ride. Whoa!
I appreciate your patience, ma'am. I'm about halfway done with my notations and searching for somebody in our fraud department, okay?
Okay.
You gonna wash your hair, or you want to end up? Oh, okay. No rush.
And Miss Michelle, may I ask? Because I know that this is a product sent via email. We have an email on file, which is your full last name at gmail.com. Had you ever received correspondence from us?
I keep getting text messages from so many people that go to this link, go to that link. And it's like, I didn't sign up for this stuff.
Right.
And if they put the stuff in small print where you can't see it, that you don't know that you did it, then no, I didn't authorize it.
Gotcha. All right. I was just making sure. I got everything placed here on the transfer. Let's see.
No, stay out of Grandma's purse. Yo, Olivia. No matter where I move my purse, she finds it. She's 14 months old.
I was just about to say, sounds about that age.
They are just so busy.
Yeah. Awfully active to keep up with them. But look, I appreciate your patience, ma'am. I want to let you know I did find a lady who's in our fraud department. She just become available to take your call. I'm going to go ahead and have you transferred over so she can assist with this account, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Just remain on the line until she answers. Thanks for calling customer support.
Thank you.